Buffer overflow vulnerabilities occur when a program writes more data to a buffer, a temporary storage area, than it can hold. This causes adjacent memory to be overwritten, potentially leading to malfunction or a security breach. In the context of the Linux kernel, buffer overflows can be particularly dangerous, as they may allow attackers to execute arbitrary code or gain unauthorized access to system resources. Understanding these vulnerabilities is critical for developing secure software and protecting systems from exploitation. Buffer overflow attacks work by exploiting the improper management of memory in software applications. When a program writes more data to a memory buffer than it is allocated to hold, the overflow can overwrite adjacent memory locations. Attackers can craft malicious input that precisely overwrites the memory, allowing them to alter the program's execution flow. This can enable the attacker to execute arbitrary code, escalate privileges, or crash the system. Typically, attackers target function returns or specific variables using techniques like stack smashing and heap spraying to gain control over the system. Common types of buffer overflow vulnerabilities in the Linux kernel include stack-based overflows and heap-based overflows. Stack-based buffer overflows occur when local variables on the system stack are overwritten, potentially allowing attackers to hijack the execution flow. Heap-based buffer overflows involve dynamic memory allocation and can lead to similar consequences, including unauthorized code execution and system corruption. Both types of vulnerabilities arise from improper handling of memory boundaries and can be exploited if not properly mitigated in the kernel code. Historical examples of buffer overflow exploits in the Linux kernel include the 2003 Linux kernel DoBarK vulnerability, which allowed attackers to gain root access by exploiting a flaw in memory allocation, and the 2010 CVE-2010-3081 vulnerability that enabled local users to escalate privileges via crafted sequences in the memory to bypass security modules. These incidents highlight the significant impact and severe consequences of buffer overflow vulnerabilities on system security, underscoring the importance of diligent memory management and prompt application of patches. Mitigation techniques for buffer overflow vulnerabilities in the Linux kernel include implementing bounds checking to ensure data does not exceed allocated buffer sizes, using safer functions that automatically handle buffer limits, and adopting secure coding practices. Additionally, technologies such as address space layout randomization, ASLR, data execution prevention, P, and stack canaries can help prevent exploitation. Regularly updating the kernel and applying security patches promptly are also crucial best practices to mitigate potential buffer overflow attacks.